Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, Elvis is a hugely celebrated music icon, and in the last year there have been two movies portraying him. One is a bombastic musician and the other examined his relationship with young Priscilla. To say director Baz Luhrmann's film glorifies Elvis Presley, and also ignores the more difficult truths about him, is an understatement. But if you're looking for a huge, musical epic, you'll find it here. This film follows Presley from childhood through his heights of fame in the 1950s, while focusing on his difficult relationship with his manager Colonel Tom Parker. Co-writer and director Luhrmann has a flash for the grandiose, and it's on full display here. He swings for the fences visually and it appeals greatly. The Oscar favorite was nominated in 8 categories in 2022, and star Austin Butler's bravura performance is impeccable and incredible. Tom Hanks tries out an accent that doesn't quite work, and he actually hurts the picture with his dialect experiment. That said, Elvis is a rousing picture that will have you tapping your toes, and also has a fair amount of dramatic heft. If you're a fan of Presley's, you'll no doubt enjoy it. On Amazon Prime Video, Sound of Freedom. I don't think there's been a more controversial film this year, and the behind-the-scenes feelings about how the film was funded and the conservative views of its star and main subject are deeply troubling. That said, as a critic, I was duty-bound to view the film on its own merits, as art, without the influence of everything I can read on Google. And as a thriller, Sound of Freedom mostly works. There certainly seems to be a bit too much of a preachy message here, but frankly, this story of a former government agent who becomes a vigilante focused on saving children from human traffickers is arresting. Jim Caviezel, who I detest as a human, happens to be very good in the lead, with Mira Sorvino and Bill Camp also turning in great performances. Writer-director Alejandro Monteverde makes a pretty engaging film, even if it won't be everyone's cup of tea. It was difficult to watch. One might even say, exploitive, at points, but we're talking about difficult subject matter. If you have any interest after watching the trailer, you might just like it. There is such a thing as art for art's sake, and though I disagree with almost all of the views and opinions of those involved in the film, I recognize also that this blockbuster film resonated with audiences, and see why. On Paramount Plus, There Will Be Blood. One of the absolute best movies of all time, There Will Be Blood will assuredly rock you to your very core. A complex, unrelenting examination of family ties, loyalty, religion long ago, the pursuit of money and success and more, this story is told through one family's struggles to hit it big with oil. Turn-of-the-century prospector Daniel Plainview and his family are pushing for oil wealth, but are thwarted at every turn by Eli Sunday, a religious preacher attempting to finance a church in the area. This film is an absolute marvel, and Daniel Day-Lewis gives what I think is his best performance ever. Paul Dano plays twins, and I'm shocked he's never been nominated for an Oscar, and he's spectacular. This is director Paul Thomas Anderson's best film, and it's one of the best of the 2000s. Arresting and terrifying, it's a portrait of just how far one will go for wealth. On Crave, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. The award for the cutest film of the year goes to this one, and the coming-of-age comedy is just adorable in every way. It follows 11-year-old Margaret, who is heartbroken when her parents move the family from the city to the suburbs, leaving her to start over at a new school and make all new friends. At the cusp of what she feels as adulthood, she navigates new relationships, feelings and her relationship with her family. Abby Ryder Fortson is wonderful in the lead, and Rachel McAdams is receiving Oscar buzz for her turn as Margaret's doting mother. Co-starring Kathy Bates, Benny Safdie, and Elle Graham, everyone is top of their game. Writer-director Kelly Freeman Craig makes a relatable little film that everyone is sure to enjoy here, and it's perfect for a night in with the family. On Disney Plus, The 25th Hour, an unsung classic in director Spike Lee's filmography, The 25th Hour is teeming with misplaced rage we can't help but take notice of. Made just after 9/11, this portrait of life in New York City through a convict's eyes is difficult, but also brave filmmaking. Monty Brogan is enjoying his last night of freedom before he heads to prison for a 7-year drug-related jail term. With a solid case against him from the DEA, he reflects on his life during one final night of partying with those he loves. The screenplay from writer David Benioff is crackling and intense, and Spike Lee gives this one his all. But the film shines because of the central performance from Edward Norton, at his best here. Barry Pepper, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, Rosario Dawson, Anna Paquin, Brian Cox and a scene-stealing cameo from Isaiah Whitlock Jr. also make this one worthwhile. I revisit The 25th Hour every few years, and it never seems to lose its scrappy shine. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2SLGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com.